Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 89. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is that all-important email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love hearing from you and thank you for the time you take to get in touch and feedback on the show. Now, coming up on today's programme, Sight Village is turning 30. Yes, the iconic assistive technology exhibition in the UK enters its 30th year this year in Birmingham. Paul Hopkins and Rose Woodall from QAC are with me to tell us all about it. Stay right where you are. Believe it. It's turning 30. Sight Village is turning 30. We'll come back to that in just a second. We're just back. If you listened to the previous podcast that we published earlier this week, we're just back from Sight City. Everything is Sight. There's the Sight Village and Sight City. And there's something, I believe, out in Asia called something like Sight Town or something? I'll have to double check that because I do know there's, I think it might be in Japan. Somebody listening will email me and correct me. But that was a really great event as well, although I just was in and out in the day, and doing that in Frankfurt is very tight, especially because my flight got delayed leaving Dublin that morning because of fog, sitting on the runway for, I do believe, about an hour and a quarter waiting for the plane to take off. Anyway, I digress. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address. Thank you to those of you who get in touch. And Sight Village is turning 30 this year. Sight Village Central, of course, is the kind of premium assistive technology show in the UK for blind and low vision assistive technology and services, because, of course, the Sight Village brand has really grown and expanded over the years. And I'm delighted today to be joined by our good friends from QAC, Paul Hopkins and Rose Woodall, to tell us all about it. Paul and Rose, you're very welcome.
Hello, Stuart.
It sounds like something you'd have in a primary school junior infants book, Paul and Rose. You know, it could be a good title for a book.
Like Peter and Jane.
Something like that.
You have to say it together. Hello, Stuart.
Something like that. Listen, it's great to have you guys. We're going to talk lots about Sight Village over the next little while. So, Paul, we were saying that it was 30 years. We were talking about that last year. What was it like 30 years ago at that first Sight Village, or first few Sight Villages, I suppose?
Oh, going back in time. We started Sight Village at the QAC, the campus itself. And from my memory, it was a one-way system around most of the ground floor of the college. It was preceded by our resource department literally having to move all the computers out of the classroom. And of course, this is back in the day when computers weren't very networked or anything like that, but they were big and bulky with their massive monitors and everything else all had to be moved out so that we could get you guys into the different rooms. And really the only way to do it was to have a one-way system so that the crowds, and it literally was the crowds because it was very, very busy from the get-go, could get around and also find all the rooms, because the colleges are over 100 years old in terms of the main building. And then we had things like the student center was full, and then we had the marquees out there because we'd have the college open days just before Sight Village usually. So, you know, then started to get a bit more room in that respect. But then of course people needed to eat. So, you know, we used the canteen was all used up for that. But fortunately that was pretty big. So it literally covered the whole campus and the ground floor of the main building of the college and a lot of the outbuildings. And just that sense of, we started something that in some ways is probably could be seen as a bit, grassroots, and then it's just grown exponentially really over 30 years.
I've memories, Paul, I think around, I don't know, early 2000s, might have been 2001, 2002, and I might have mentioned this when we talked last year on the show, going to a site village in QAC, in the college ground, standing in a marquee, blazing hot day in July, nearly thought I'd collapse, and going up to Dolphin Systems and seeing Steve Bennett. Anyone who knows Steve Bennett, he's a great guy. He's been around the sector for a long time. And Steve handed us cold bottles of water. I mean, I'm always glad to see Steve, but I was never so happy to see him that day when he handed us cold bottles of water, you know.
It was like Dolphin was a bit of heaven at that point, wasn't it?
God, absolutely. So I remember those days. It feels like, and we just talked about this before we started this chat, it feels like you've kind of, I don't know, I guess being at the event last year, Site Village has found a really nice home in the East Side Rooms.
Yeah, it has. So we had, you know, the move into the Masonic Lodge, which is, again, I mean, you thought that our building was a maze. That was massively a maze, you know. That was, as you would expect with the Masonic Lodge, and it was one of their regional headquarters. Then we moved to Hockley, which is an old bus garage, the Hockley bus garage. And then Cranmore Park for a couple of years served us relatively well. But then I think really finding East Side Rooms, which was only built a couple of years ago, I think in 2020. So it is a brand new, and having the hotel and stuff above it means that people can really like relax over the 2 days and say, yeah, I want to come for both days. I'm going to get a night in the hotel as well, make it a really, really nice event. And again, so much of what we do is grassroots too, you know, has grassroots elements to it. So loads of people gathering in the bar, and, you know, they had a great Monday and Tuesday night last year in that bar where they wouldn't have expected it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes, it has really, I think, come of age. We've got lots of things, obviously, to celebrate 30, which you're going to talk about. But yeah, I just feel so honoured to have been part of this for so long, really, for the whole of it, really.
You've been, and we're going to talk about the whole what's going to happen in Site Village 30 in a sec with Rose. Because, Paul, as you say, you've been part of this for a long time. But I noticed in the last couple of months, because I was maybe liaising a little bit more with Rose, and you were kind of not off the scene, but you weren't as maybe visible in terms of Site Village. What's been happening for you?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, so I'm still on the Site Village steering group, so very much involved. But my role has shifted slightly in terms of what I do full time, which, as you know, is working with All Formats, which is one of the college's social enterprises, producing accessible information. And we really wanted to sort of reach out to the VR community and be more connected with our stakeholders. So my role now is partly in sort of marketing and advocacy. And we deliberately put the word advocacy there because so much of what we do in our space, and I say our space because I'm VR myself, of course, is that it is about advocating for other people's rights, really. And so that's been part of my role. So really getting in touch and getting stuck in with other stakeholders, as I said, and individual VI members of our community, just to really make sure that people are getting the information they have a right to, really. And then coming on and speaking about Site Village as well to people like yourself. But a slight adjustment while that role was getting in place and then... Yeah, being available for a couple of interviews like this one.
I'm glad to hear that you haven't gone away, Paul, most importantly.
No.
You're not going anywhere. All right. So look, let's, because there's quite a bit to talk about 30 years of Site Village 30, which is this year, 8th and 9th of July. So Rose, just give us a sense maybe of the 2 days, times, and maybe things people might need to know about as they plan their journey to Site Village. I believe you have lots of exhibitors this year as well.
Yes, we have lots of exhibitors. So back at East Side Rooms on Monday the 8th of July and Tuesday the 9th of July. So doors will open at 10 a.m. on the Monday till 4 p.m. and then on the Tuesday 9:30 till 3 p.m. So lots of exhibitors. I think we're up to 40 plus exhibitors at the moment, with only a few tables left. So it's going to be a very packed event this year. Also celebrating the 30 years, we're having the evening celebration. So, yeah, for 2 days, it's very much a party at Site Village to celebrate the 30 years.
All right, so bring your party clothes, maybe dress up in stuff that was fashionable 30 years ago. Could people do that? Dress up in the 90s gear. What's the evening event about? Tell us more about that.
Okay, so the evening event is an evening celebration of VI talent and 30 years of Site Village. So we're asking people, tickets will be going out and it will be on a first come, first served basis due to limited spaces, but other people will have invitation only. So it's going to be an evening full of fun-filled evening of celebration. We've got live performances from VI talent, so we've got a musician, singer and also a comedian, and Derby celebration cakes, complimentary drink, and then the night will turn into a disco. So that's when you can dance the night away.
Wow.
But then you have to get up again on the Tuesday.
That's always the hard part, isn't it?
It is a school night.
Yeah, you can't be going mad on a school night. Who you mentioned some talent. Can you give us any exclusives on this show? Who's coming?
Give a shout out. So we have a singer musician called Cole Morgan who will be performing. So yeah, fantastic. So we're really looking forward to that. And he will be singing like a selection. You know, it could be going back to the 50s, 60s, up to modern day music.
I love those kind of gigs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So get
everyone can sing along and then you can get up and jive maybe and grab someone. Don't grab someone without asking them maybe, but someone.
So again, that's a little bit going down memory lane. So some old music as well as modern. And then we've also got a very funny lady called Sydney May.
Oh.
So she's going to be the comedian on the night, which, we can all have a good giggle as well.
Everyone loves a bit of laughter, don't they, at these type events?
Definitely. Yeah. Along with the celebration of the 2 days at Site Village, we're running a 2-day raffle. So the raffle or the proceeds from the raffle will go back into Site Village in order for us to put on more events. We've asked exhibitors and anybody that would like to donate to the raffle. And at the moment, we've got some fantastic prizes. We've got England rugby shirt, all bought, signed by all the players. We've got safari park tickets. We've got restaurant vouchers. We've got other £50 vouchers. We've got holiday vouchers. So loads of prizes at the moment. Already, and the raffle will run from the Monday to the Tuesday.
Paul, one of the things you and I touched on last year was when we were talking about the whole Site Village 30, and we mentioned something about, we should have wouldn't it be great to have a Site Village museum? I didn't realise you were taking that seriously, but you did.
Yeah.
You did, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you said we listened and did.
Yeah.
So, no, it was a great idea. I remember smiling about the time and I went away. I was literally outside. I was doing my interview outside. Letting Per go, my God, I'll have a little run around and stuff in our little garden there for him. And I thought, you know what? That is such a good idea. I just love the idea of Site Village. So I don't know if I'll tell you what, unofficially, we're going to call it Site Village Museum because that's what you said.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to hope to do is we're inviting exhibitors to bring hopefully something that works maybe, or certainly something that we can put on, you know, we'll have a couple of tables. It won't be a huge area, I don't think. No, but
this will just be for the evening event.
Yeah,
for the evening event. Yeah,
Oh, well done, Rose.
Yeah, just like the museum, we can call it Memory Lane.
Yeah,
we can go back to the beginning of Site Village, up to the modern day now and look how things have changed. But, yeah, we can have an area dedicated to this museum, Memory Lane.
But on the evening, not at the main event, yeah.
Okay.
So give people a chance to sort of just to have a look.
I kind of note, Paul, your preference, and I would agree with you, your preference is for things that might still be working. You know, maybe an old reading machine, or that people could still press the buttons and see the functionality of some of this stuff.
All right. So that would be really cool. And I think I'm sure you guys at Sight and Sound might have some thoughts about that. But if other people can too, that would be good. Just nothing necessarily massive. I mean, you've got an old scanner or something maybe, but just a sense of something that is manageable really for that kind of environment that people can go up and have a look at and go, remember that?
It'd be fantastic. Amongst like the night of singers, entertainment, having the Memory Lane Museum. would be great.
I think it'd be
just
great,
add to the evening, wouldn't it? It would be really good.
Absolutely. Rose, one of the other, I guess, key parts of Site Village, I guess, for those 30 years have been the sighted guides. I'm sure you had them back in the day.
Yes.
And the importance, I think, for people who are visiting who may want a guide, you should be booking that in advance, shouldn't you?
Yes. So for the 2-day event in the day, so the Monday and the Tuesday, we will have our Lordswood School volunteers. So we need to shout out, give them a thank you, because they've been with Site Village for many years. And we'll also, we've got volunteers from HSBC coming. So there will be sighted guides in the day. Invitations that's going out for the evening event, we cannot guarantee that. But like I say, that will be invitation in any case, or come first come, first serve basis.
Okay.
Yeah, but we just need to sort of make that one. But in the day, definitely there'll be sighted guides around.
I was talking to somebody, Rose, last year who had one of the sighted guides at the Site Village Central event, and she couldn't praise them enough for just how good they were, but also how polite, how they just did it so well. You must really work hard in doing the training and really, you know, giving these young people a really good sense of how to work around people with sight loss.
No, that's so true. Another valid part of Site Village, if we didn't have all the sighted guides, then, you know, we'd be stuck really. So we really do need to shout out. And having the volunteers at all the events is really important. And like you say, it gives the visitors that bit of independence then to go where they want, talk to who they want, in safety really.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great idea. And the other thing, Rose, I just wanted to flag, or maybe if you can flag for us, is around the seminars at Site Village. They're always popular. Is there seminars this year?
Yes, so there'll be two rooms per day. Seminars are filling up already. So we've just got a range of exhibitors. I'm still waiting to hear what they're sort of talking about, but slots have been booked now. So we're going to have two rooms just full of really interesting discussions, demonstrations, workshops. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that as well.
Paul, as you maybe think back of, you know, 30 years of Site Village, you see where it started and you see where it is now.
Yeah.
What kind of comes into your mind about how Site Village has evolved? And maybe, because I know we've talked about it being a kind of a grassroots, and I know that that you've used that term a few times, but is it still that grassroots feel that's just gotten bigger and maybe brought the community along with it?
Well, I hope so. I think that because we have people that have been really dedicated to us, because this thing doesn't happen without some money and some organisation and some dedication and some, you know, co-production conversations and all the rest of it. You know, so people, we've collaborated though with people from the start, and so we in terms of a framework, I think you know that's why Site Village happens, because as I said, you can't always do grassroots without some kind of, you know, things like the financial input and dedication that people have given us, which again, you know, we appreciate yourselves, R&IB and others, yeah, over the years and currently. Couldn't do it without you. It's as simple as that. And but the grassroots thing still exists, so people still get together, that, you know, on their own terms, so they meet as individuals, they meet as collectives, you know, so things like the people like the Braillist Foundation have their beer and braille at many of the Site Villages. That just came about. That is absolutely grassroots, you know. But again, it's an essential part of what Site Village is. You know, you bring yourself. You can spend a couple of days or a day, wherever, depending on where you are in the UK and which event you come to. I've just been allowed to be
I think you might have made that point last year, but it's a really important one. It doesn't matter if you walk into someone, it doesn't matter if you bang into someone's stand. And I, Paul, I remember, and I suppose again from having gone to Site Village as a customer in the past, walking up to a stand, are you such and such? No, they're over there. But no, somebody from the stand will just come on, I'll walk you over. People are just there's a loveliness about that, isn't there?
People don't silo. You know, they and I'm deliberately using some of these kind of more modern words because I think people will kind of relate to it. You know, we don't silo people. People are giving and open hearted, and I think there is a heart centric thing about Site Village. At least I see that, and I think others do too. And you know, we try to remember to everything really, and just make our events as homely and helpful and inviting and embracing for anybody that wants to come and celebrate being in the VI community. We can't always celebrate being VI because some of us are on different journeys, and that's really hard. But even if you're at that situation where things are not so good for you, you'll still find hope at Site Village. And that's what I would say as an individual vision impaired person myself with plenty of lived experience of being vision impaired.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things, Paul, that you know, you learn something every time you go to an exhibition like Site Village. I know I do. I come back with some knowledge that I didn't know before, and it may not necessarily be a piece of tech. It may be someone who I've met that I've found something out about.
Yeah. And we do. I mean, obviously, again, we can't say it enough. We appreciate the larger organisations and companies that get involved with us in the VI space, but the smaller organizations also have a platform to shine and to bring, you know, what their offer and all the rest of it. And then you have the VI people individually connecting with each other and all these really amazing conversations going on around you, and then time afterwards in case of the bigger event, especially, you know, Cyberview Central, where people can reflect on what they've done and then just be human and be themselves in a supportive environment.
It's an event, and I suppose if there are people who are listening to this show who may not have been to Site Village Central before, it's an event well worth attending. So if you can get over to Birmingham, do come. Rose, I suppose, you know, I guess there will be some people maybe who can't come. I can only go to one of the days, by the way. I'm very sorry, I'm coming back from my holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
But I will be there on the 9th. But for people maybe, you know, who can't go, there are other Site Villages coming up later. I know we're not really talking about them today, but just to flag people, you have your Site Village Southeast in London, and you usually do one around September as well, don't you?
Yeah, so we've got Leeds in September, and we're back at Kensington in November. So Leeds will be the 24th September, and Kensington, London will be on the 5th of November.
And that Kensington venue, again, another lovely, lovely part of London.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice space. And it's always nice, actually, Paul, at that event, and we'll probably do it again this year, to catch up with you and kind of just reflect on the year that was for Site Village.
Yeah, definitely. I think we'd love to do that. And again, it's in our calendar, it's such an important time. And, you know, and we never struggle to get, you know, volunteers to come from the college as well, from the wider college community, to help us out.
College, yeah, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from QAC ourselves. You know, we internally, Site Village is extremely well supported, and really, I mean, that's the only reason that the guides might not be so apparent for the evening event is because basically people need a rest for the next day. You know, so it's not done deliberately. It's just that we can't make people work for 48 hours non-stop.
And I think anybody coming again, bear in mind that for the guides that is exhausting. It's a hugely busy place, and they're trying to navigate you safely. You know, throughout that very very busy venue. So Paul and Rose, let's thank you for joining us. Looking forward to catching up with you on the 8th and 9th of July in Birmingham. I know there'll be lots of press on Sight and Sound, and watch our social media in the next couple of weeks, more about Site Village coming up. And Rose, maybe just very finally, if people want to, and I always say to people that you should, if you can, glimpse at the website before you go to plan who you want to see or get a sense of who's coming to the exhibition. Where can people do that?
Yeah, so they can go onto the website. So it's qacsitevillage.org.uk. All the information about all the events will be on there. There'll be a list of the seminar of the seminars. They will go on there shortly, and it will have a list of all the exhibitors exhibiting. There'll be more information on there about the evening event as well. And can I just take the time just to shout out to Sight and Sound for being headline sponsors? So I'd like to say a big thank you. And we've also got R&IB as our sponsors as well. So Yeah, it's really important to have sponsors in order for us to run these events. So I'd like to say thank you.
Many thanks, Rose. And we are delighted, of course, to be the headline sponsors at Site Village. So, Rose and Paul, thanks for joining us. Paul, we'll catch up with you in London, I hope. Maybe even get a quick catch up with you at Central. But for now, take care. I hope the planning for the event continues to go well for you both. And thanks for your time.
And see you at Site Village. We've always got to say,
see you at Site Village. See you there.
The unofficial strap line, but there it is.
Okay. I'll save you some cake.
Oh, thank you, Rose. Many thanks to Paul Hopkins and Rose Woodall. I always enjoy catching up with Rose and Paul, and they're so nice and they're so passionate, aren't they, about Site Village and about what they're doing and about keeping that community vibe and grassroots vibe alive. And listen, if you sing a song or dance or do something funny, why don't you do something at the Site Village evening session? I think they're still looking for some performers. You could always get in touch. Okay, that's just about it from this episode of our podcast. We'll be back very soon. Hope to see people in Site Village. But until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Site and Sound Technology, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.